Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on it. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to today's episode. I know that as busy moms, the idea of meal planning can feel like just another chore on top of everything else. It's one of those things that sounds helpful, but in practice can feel overwhelming, especially if you're juggling work, family, and trying to find time for yourself. I've had my own struggles with meal planning over the years. I remember trying to create meals for the whole week and then realizing I don't want to eat that every day, right? So I had to figure out a method that works for me. And it does work for me. Okay, so by the time, y'all know when you cook all those meals by the end of the week, by the time you're finished, you feel drained more than anything because you got all them dishes in the sink. You don't even know if you're going to want to eat that tomorrow because your taste buds change. Even though people say develop discipline, for me, it's not for me. But over time, though, I learned what to do, what's best for me, and simplify it. Finding a way to meal prep that actually supports my needs, my family needs, without adding more stress. So today I'll be sharing those tips with you and talking about some resources that can help, like Dish Prep, which has been so cool and a game changer in how I see meal prepping, okay? So why bother with meal planning at all, right? You might be like, Let's start with the positives because there are a lot of them. Meal planning is one of those practices that truly pays off in both the short and long term. And when I say it developed, for me, it develops discipline in a sense of, okay, I'm taking this time to be intentional about what I'm putting into my body for the week. Not that I'm going to eat those meals even if I don't want it, right? But firstly, it reduces stress. When you have your meals planned out, you're cutting down on that daily scramble of figuring out what to make. It also saves you money. You're less likely to order takeout or grab last-minute groceries when you have a plan in place. Lastly, it supports healthy routines. By planning, you can incorporate more balanced meals that fill you and your body. Most of all, meal planning creates space for you to enjoy other parts of your life, whether it's family time, self-care, or even relaxing at the end of a long day. It's getting your time back. And for me, meal prepping for me is thinking about the staple items that I'm using for the week to prep meals. So I love me a good tofu scramble for breakfast. So if I know that's going to take me time, I'm going to cut bell peppers, my onions up. I actually like to freeze them because then they're already ready. But also I have my spinach, or I'll make rice if I know that's a staple item because my husband loves eating rice. So then I'll make a big pot of rice so we can just create that. I'll prep the salad up. Now, hear me when I say when I prep it up, I'm going to cut everything up and have ingredients ready. But I really don't wash the salad until before I eat it because then it tends to go bad, y'all. But I'm not going to go on a tangent. But yeah, and that's like also prepping the fruit. I know my sons like grapes, so when they were a little younger, I used to pull all the grapes off the vine and just have them in bags because they just like to get them. And I used to prep them in their own bowl. That's what meal prep looks like for me, right? Having the grocery list, having the meals already planned out, and having no staple items. Not everything cooked for the whole week. That just doesn't work for me. So I'm going to be real about some of the challenges with meal planning, though. I know it can be overwhelming. The time constraints. It's tough to find time to prep when your day is already packed, right? So you can do a little bit at a time. Picky eaters. Balancing everyone's preference can feel impossible. I'm the picky eater in my house, and that's okay. But I ask everybody what they're going to eat. And we're going to keep talking about this, but y'all know I'm always talking about solutions. Meal burnout. Making the same meals over and over can lead to everyone feeling bored, which is why I tell you, you ask everybody what they want to eat. You prep the main staples. If y'all feel like, hey, I don't want the rice rice and chicken for dinner. Instead, I want to do fried rice. Okay. Make it happen, right? If that's what you have in your kitchen, right? Gonna mix it up based on what you have. But if meal planning has been hard, you're not alone. The good news is there are ways to make meal planning work for your unique lifestyles. It's not about doing it perfectly. It's about making it fit your needs. Y'all know I'm always big on doing it what works for you. My go-to tips, I told y'all, plan around your schedule. Start by mapping out your week. Choose recipes that work with your most busy days and reserve the quick one. Plan meals for those nights where you just get home and you're tired. Instead of going to eat out, you already have something prepped. This way you're not setting yourself up for a stressful dinner on an already busy day. Because I know sometimes you just want to be able to pop something in an air fryer or in an oven and come out. And if you like, you know, the microwave, or throw it on the stove, whatever works for you. Everybody have different ways of cooking, but that's a great way. Now, I told y'all, batch cooking your staple items. Now, I'm not going to tell you create all your meals at once. If you do like that, that's cool, but I'm just telling from my personal experience. I like batch cooking my staple items. So, how I say you don't have to prep every single meal, but even cutting up, I told y'all, I cut up my vegetables or cook a batch of rice ahead of time. It makes it easier when you have the basics ready. And you can mix it up if you feel like you change your mind or switch up your salad. So whatever it is, you know, I'm always do what works. The next one that I talked about is another key is the flexibility. Choose recipes that can be repurposed. For instance, roasted vegetables. One night can become soup. The next night, it can be fried rice, whatever it is, right? Planning meals that can work as leftovers helps avoid repetitive cooking. Okay, sometimes you just want to go ahead, heat something up, and you can sit down, the kids can eat, and you go on with your night. Now, I want to share a resource that's really simplified meal planning. Dish Prep, I thought it was really cool. Dish Prep offers meal kits that take a lot of guesswork out of planning. Each kit includes organized ingredients and easy instructions that make prep a breeze, especially for those nights when you're on low energy. And I'm going to tell y'all ahead of time, I am having the founder, Allison, come on my podcast this year soon. So stay tuned, but she'll be talking more about her vision behind it, how it works for moms, and all the things. I'm just super excited. But I do have an affiliate link for Dish Prep, so if you decide to give them a try, use my link. I do earn a small commission, but I would tell you, I chose Dish Prep because I wanted a solution for you guys as well. That makes meal prep less of a hassle. If you're feeling drained by meal planning, they're a great option for saving time and energy. The link is in the description. And it's really cool because you already have your grocery list and you are going to have the meals that you're going to make. You don't have to worry about, okay, what am I going to eat? Y'all know that decision fatigue that happens when it's time to prep things. That's why. It's going to minimize it. Meal prep doesn't have to feel like a solo chore. To keep it fun and manageable, try cooking with music or involving your little ones if they're of age. With simple tasks, I know I bought my son, what is it called? Their own little kitchen set. So my son has his own knives and his own utensils and all the things. And we'll be in the kitchen cooking. Like, he always, some days, he's like, I want to cook dinner tonight. Go ahead, son. With adult supervision, right? But that's why I have, like, a tower. And he helps. It's so cute, y'all. But that's just me on my soapbox. I'm going to get off, though. But another idea to make it a point to try one new recipe each week. Brings a bit of excitement and variety to your routine. And then if your little one's like a specific staple, like my kids love fruit, if I try something new, I put a fruit or a vegetable that they already like on their plate with the new. And I'm like, okay, make sure you try it before you say you don't want it. Things like that. And remember, meal prep doesn't have to be an all or nothing. Start small if you're new to it. Okay, start with prepping one thing for the week and just be like, okay, how did I feel when I did that? And build up as you go. Even prepping just one or two meals a week can be a great start. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode. I hope these tips help you feel more confident about meal planning and inspire you to try some new ways to make it work for you. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. You know, you need a community. And so if you're interested in a simpler approach, check out my Dish Prep affiliate link in the description. And as always, feel free to reach out if you need extra support. And stay tuned for when Allison comes on. Here's to a stress-free meal planning and more time for what matters most. Until next time.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.